Watcher, it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. In the last week, sadly, we've lost Mose Allison, a pianist and a singer who never fitted into any convenient jazz category, but he has spawned lots and lots of apostles. Here he is with his most famous song.
Well, I was sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in a 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in a 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life. I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.
Mose Allison, real name Mose Allison. He wrote most of his own songs, including Parchment Farm, inspired when, at the age of just 10, he watched police horses and dogs thundering past the gas station in Tipo Bayou, Tallahatchie County, Mississippi. They were chasing an escaped convict, and it left a profound impact on his young mind. Recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in November 57 with Addison Farmer bass, Nick Stabulous drums. If I may, I'm going to play you a second track from this same Prestige LP.
Thank you.
from that same prestige LP called Local Colour. That was Trouble in Mind, not his own compo, but a folk song Mose remembers from his childhood. And yes, that was Mose on muted trumpet, a bit like Sweets Edison. Real shame he didn't play the horn more often. Addison Farmer and Nick Stabilis again in support. And sadly, just a few days after the sad news of Mose's departure, we also lost Hod O'Brien.
Thank you.
That's from a June 2009 recording session in Charlottesville, Virginia, Hod's hometown, that produced a Philology CD called Solo for Chet. Hod O'Brien had played with Chet Baker on and off from the late 70s through to the mid-80s, and this album is full of songs that Hod played with Chet and some that will always be associated with the trumpeter. Stella by Starlight fits into both categories. This was, rather oddly, Hod's first ever solo piano album at the age of 73. Hod died just last week at the age of 80, following a longish illness. A very, very talented pianist who's graced many a recording session, including this March 2003 one that we're going to hear something from right now. quartet under the temporary name of American Dutch All-Stars, John Marshall from upstate New York on trumpet, Hod piano, Jacques Scholz on bass, and he's a local Dutchman, and Peter Ipmar on drums, and he's from Indonesia, but is now settled in Holland. That was, of course, Miles Davis's song Milestones, but a very different version to our theme song. I had a whole playlist planned before I heard of Moe's and Hod's deaths. Let's see what I can salvage. Here's Little Red Ribbon. Little Red Ribbon, written by the pianist in this quartet, Jackie Terrison, but the leader is Italian Stefano Di Battista, who plays soprano sax on Little Red. Di Battista was part of drummer Elvin Jones's group Jazz Machine when they toured Europe in the late 90s, and Elvin repays his erstwhile sideman by playing drums here, and another Italian, Rosario Bonaccorso, on bass. Despite the international lineup, one American, one French-American, two Italians, or rather, because of it, I should say, this was recorded in Brussels in July 2000. Here's the Cannonball Adderley Quintet live in Paris with, no, you'll recognise the song. Cannonball will intro, and yes, he'll also tell you the song's title anyway.
Like I said, we don't like to play an evening without playing the blues. We have to have our thing together. Like this next tune we're about to do reflects another feeling altogether. A famous composition by Joe Zawinul that's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. One, two. Thank you.
Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. One of the classics, but despite numerous covers by other musos, no one has come close to that special Cannonball Adderley groove. This was recorded live in Paris, March 69, at the Salle Pleyel. Cannonball on alto, Brother Nat, cornet, Joe Zawinul, electric piano, and he also wrote Mercy, 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 of course, Victor Gaskin, bass, and Roy McCurdy, drums. Let's stay live, but head for Tokyo. And that's from a newly released double CD entitled The Complete Tokyo Concert 1964. It's on Domino Records, and it's my fave Oscar Peterson trio lineup. Oscar on piano, he said unnecessarily, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen drums. Live at the Sankey Hall, Tokyo, June the 2nd, 1964. There are 8 previously unreleased tracks on this double CD, so obviously it's a must for all Peterson completists like me. And that was Tonight from West Side Story. Strangely, only the second time Peterson's recorded that song, the first being obviously on his West Side Story LP. A real change now. 2 drummers. Think you'll enjoy this. Think and hope. just in case it wasn't quite your cup of tea, I chose the shortest track. All the tracks are dedicated to different jazz drummers. That one was called Shelly Mann. Others are, for instance, Art Blakey, Kenny Clarke, Roy Haynes, Max Roach, etc. This CD was recorded in Paris in 2000, and it's called the Charlie Watts Jim Keltner Project. Yes, Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones, and Jim Keltner, the leading session drummer with a long, long list of his associations. Presley, Dylan, George Harrison, John Lennon, and. The boys play an assortment of drums, percussion, cowbells, shakers, pretty much anything that was lying around that you could either hit or shake. I really hope you enjoyed that, even though it strayed a bit away from our norm. And next we have Wynton Kelly on piano, as you'd expect, and on the organ.
Thank you.
And that was Duke Ellington's compo, I Didn't Know About You. And it's from another recently released reissue album, plus bonus tracks. It's the original Pepper Nepper Quintet in New York, March 58. Pepper Adams, baritone, Jimmy Nepper, trombone, Wynton Kelly on both piano and organ. And the piano playing to start with was obviously Wynton Kelly. And then some was Pepper Adams filling in as Kelly moves to the organ, one of Wynton Kelly's very few organ recordings. I'm actually now struggling to think of even one more. Doug Watkins bass and again Elvin Jones drums. Incidentally, the four bonus tracks are from an earlier recording session with Sonny Red replacing Jimmy Nepper. Here's our Ellingtonian slot for the week. It's a long, long track from a brand new double LP. But then again, who's moaning?
Thank you.
Moaning, as you well know, that classic Bobby Timmons compo, played here by that great Ellingtonian bassist Oscar Pettiford, recorded live in Hamburg, Germany, in December 58. This would have been just after Pettiford had left his native US and settled in Copenhagen. He'd been an Ellingtonian from November 45 to Jan 48, and is often credited with introducing the cello to jazz. On this gig, he's accompanied by Hans Kohler, tenor, Dusko Gojkovic and Roger Gurin on trumpets, Attila Zola, guitar, Michelle Hauser, vibes, Armin Rusch, piano, Jimmy Pratt, drums, Pettiford, of course, on bass. Here's Mos Allison in a funky mood in Feb 82.
I was dancing with my lady to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see introduced him to my darling, and while they were dancing, some friend stole my lady from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz, and I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little lady on the night they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Recorded, as I mentioned earlier, Feb 82 in L.A., the old standard Tennessee Waltz, Mo's piano, Joe Farrell tenor, Phil Upchurch guitar, Putter Smith bass, Joan Dentz drums, and Ron Powell conga. I only saw Mo's live once. That was at the Iridium Club in New York, and I watched as he introed himself to the bass player and the drummer for the very first time. Sat down, and off they roared. Amazingly, some previously unknown tapes have been found of Errol Garner, all studio masters from 67, 69 and 71. I promise you, we will enjoy this. This new 2016 released Octave Music CD is an absolute gem. It's called Ready Take One, a reference back to the fact that almost all of Errol Garner's recordings were single takes. The voice of Garner's long-term manager, Martha Glaser, is often heard at the end of the track. In fact, we're going to hear her voice in a sec. But first, that was High Wire, an Errol Garner original recorded December 71 with Ernest McCarty bass, Jimmy Smith drums, and Jose Mangual conga. Fabulous, fabulous. Very, very unfairly, but to prove that Errol Garner was in fact human, I'm going to play you a rare example of a fluffed intro necessitating another take or two.
Ready, take two. Take two.
I must apologise, that was very ungentlemanly of me. But when Errol Garner's away, nothing will stop him or them. That was to be the first commercial release of Errol's Chase Me. Just time for the last one. Should have planned this better. This is another piano-based drums lineup. It's Mose Allison. Often his singing would disguise the fact that he was a terrific pianist. Ramble, from another Prestige album, April 58. Mose on piano, Addison Farmer bass, and Ronnie Free drums. Thank you. And, as always, huge thanks for joining me, Mike Wynn, on this tribute to Mose Allison and Hod O'Brien for a lifetime's great music. And I also hope you can rejoin me for next week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Be well.